We'll continue with the consent agenda then. At this time, I'll entertain a motion to adopt items on the consent agenda. The remaining items on the consent agenda, please.
Chairman, so moved.
Moved by Director Bailon, second by Director Moore.
One clarification point.
Beg your pardon?
One clarification point.
Yes, sir.
For the record, should we read the members that we're going to consider?
Well, the remaining consent agenda resolutions will be read into the record by Judy Pierce.
Okay.
Good morning. Agenda item number 6, fiscal year 2005 comprehensive annual financial report. The administration and audit committee hereby recommends to the board of directors of the Brazos River Authority the following resolution at its January 30th, 2006 meeting. Be it resolved that the board of directors hereby accepts the Brazos River Authority's comprehensive annual financial report for fiscal year 2005 and approves its filing with the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. The chief financial officer is hereby designated to file the report and the annual filing of the affidavit with the executive director of the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. Agenda item number 7, consideration of changes in contract with City of Round Rock for sale of additional Alliance water. The Asset Management Committee hereby recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority the following resolution at its January 30th, 2006 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to revise the System Water Availability Agreement for Colorado River Basin water for the sale of additional water to Round Rock and utilize a new rate in the sale of that Alliance water. Agenda item number 8, determination of availability of one-year water. The Asset Management Committee hereby recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority the following resolution at its January 30th, 2006 meeting. Be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that the 2006 one-year water availability determination of 33,881 acre-feet is hereby adopted by the Board of Directors, and be it further resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that the General Manager, CEO, is hereby authorized to enter into one-year water agreements for the use of this water, and the cost of one-year water is to be set at the agricultural rate or system rate, whichever is less. Agenda item number 9, oil and gas development policy. The Asset Management Committee hereby recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority the following resolution at its January 30th, 2006 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby adopts Brazos River Authority policy number 6.09, for oil and gas development. Agenda item number 10, Brazos River Authority's investment policy. The Banking and Finance Committee hereby recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority the following resolution at its January 30th, 2006 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority has reviewed and hereby adopts the Brazos River Authority policy on investments and fiscal management, including the investment strategy statement, approved broker-dealer list, and approved training sources in the form attached hereto as exhibit to be effective January 30th, 2006. Agenda item number 12, agreement to the benefit of the City of Keene relating to the establishment of a trust and agency fund to be held by the Brazos River Authority. The Banking and Finance Committee hereby recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority the following resolution at its January 30th, 2006 meeting. Whereas the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority, the Authority, deems it necessary and appropriate to authorize the execution and delivery of a certain agreement for the benefit of the City of Keene, Texas, relating to the establishment of a trust and agency fund, the agreement, providing for the safekeeping and application of funds to be held by the Authority, for the benefit of the City of Keene, Texas, the City, and applied to make certain debt service payments from the City with respect to the supplemental and additional participant agreement between and among the Authority, the City, and others relating to the Lake Granbury surface water and treatment system. Be it hereby resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby adopts Section 1, that the General Manager, CEO, is hereby authorized to execute and deliver the agreement substantially the form attached hereto. Section 2, that this resolution shall take effect immediately upon its adoption. Agenda item number 13, Paragon Legation. The Legal Regulations, State and Federal Compliance Committee hereby recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority the following resolution at its January 30th, 2006 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to take any and all actions necessary to settle the pending Paragon litigation. Agenda item number 15, National Incident Management System. The Security Committee hereby recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority the following resolution at its January 30th, 2006 meeting. Whereas Homeland Security Presidential Directive HSPD-5, 28 February 2003, established the National Incident Management System, NIMS, and whereas the NIMS establishes a single comprehensive approach to domestic incident management to ensure that all levels of government across the nation have the capability to work efficiently and effectively together using a national approach to domestic incident management, and whereas the NIMS provides a consistent nationwide approach for federal, state, and local governments to work together to prepare for and respond to and recover from domestic incidents regardless of the cause, size, and complexity, and whereas the NIMS provides for interoperability and compatibility among federal, state, and local capabilities and includes a core set of concepts, principles, terminology, and technologies covering the incident command system, unified command, training, management of resources, and reporting, and whereas all federal departments and agencies made adoption of the NIMS a requirement to the extent provided by law for providing federal preparedness assistance through grants, contracts, or other activities to local governments, be it resolved that the Brazos River Authority hereby adopts the National Incident Management System, NIMS, as its system of preparing for and responding to disaster incidents.
Thank you, Judy. This time I'll call for a vote of the directors. Poll the directors.
Chairman Pena?
Yes.
Director Ballion?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Baker?
Yes.
Director Blum?
Yes.
Director Butler?
Yes.
Director Carraba?
Yes.
Director Chalmette?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director DeCluid?
Yes.
Director Gere?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Martin?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Stagg?
Yes. Thank you.